DW.
For those of us staying home during the COVID-19 crisis, a car trip carries with it a strange sense of occasion.
And popping seeds.
Our short journey today is to Chateauguay, a suburb just south of Montreal, Quebec, in order to fill up on gas at a local service station. This will allow us to continue making trips to the supermarket and help out with deliveries for a local food bank. Canada's energy sector is on its own journey as the energy industries that power Canadians' homes, vehicles, and appliances are in turmoil. Right now in Canada, major oil and gas companies are shedding thousands of staff and putting major projects on ice. Justin Trudeau's federal government is mulling a massive financial stimulus for the energy sector. Meanwhile, renewable energy and green technology firms are looking on, expecting their own share of stimulus money and sensing an historic opportunity to shift to a different energy model as well as meet Canada's climate commitments.
This is really a once-in-a-generation opportunity for building a cleaner and more diverse and more resilient economy.
That's Maren Smith, Executive Director of Clean Energy Canada, an organization that works towards realizing a more rapid, clean energy transition in the country's economy. Back in Montreal's suburbs, we pull into the local gas station. On Canadian main streets, prices for a litre of regular gas reached a record low of 80 cents in some Canadian cities in mid-March, a rate not seen for decades. On the very same street as this gas station is a municipally run vehicle charging station. 2.6% of all new cars sold in Canada last year were EVs, or electric vehicles, creeping up from 2.2% the year before. It's a hard-won increase in the context of a right-wing government in populous Ontario having slashed tax rebates on green cars. I spoke to Daniel Breton, president of Electric Mobility Canada, which promotes electric mobility in the economy. Will COVID-19 claim the EV changeover as yet another victim?
Right now, I mean, most of the industry is a standstill. I'm talking on a daily basis with companies that are really suffering.
Canada is particular in that it's home to several large-scale producers of electric buses, which in turn are supplied by part producers around the country. Consumers, municipalities, and fleet owners, very worried about depleted budgets due to the COVID-19 shutdown, might now be thinking of kicking plans for new electric vehicles down the line, especially with gas and diesel being so cheap.
I mean, everybody's going to be strapped for cash in the next few months. We subsidize the oil and gas industry a lot more than we subsidize the clean energy and the electrification of transportation industry. It's going to be a political choice for the federal government and the provinces to decide whether they want to keep the industry or not.
With the gas paid for by a card at the pump and hands sanitized, we set off home. We soon pass a major renewable energy plant, the Montérégie Wind Farm. This is a collection of 44 wind turbines, spread over rolling farmland just south of Montreal, grey against the rainy horizon today. Turning swiftly in the wind, the turbines seem far above the very strange circumstances of the country they power. The Montérégie wind farm generates more than 100 megawatts, powering approximately 10,000 Canadian homes. It helps power the appliances that we use to keep ourselves connected during the pandemic. I spoke with Steve Bujold, director of the Quebec Wind Energy Cluster Project, about COVID-19's impact. He notes that in remote stretches of Canada, like the Eastern Gaspé Peninsula, wind generation is an important employer.
Their industry is indeed very important for the economy, but also for the community, you know? Along with fishing and tourism, is it the most important economic activity in Eastern Quebec?
Many small regional firms in Canada, contracted to produce parts and provide maintenance for the wind power industry, are struggling with contract cancellations amid the COVID-19 crisis.
The challenge for the businesses is enormously varied. We are an essential service. Most of them have been able to continue, but in a reduced way. For the company, the losses can vary between 15 and more than 50%. For certain, the crisis will be very difficult.
In mid-April, the Montérégie wind farm issued a statement saying it remains fully committed to a planned expansion of the wind farm, with a new bank of turbines set to be constructed in 2021. While the turbines keep turning, a firm return date for business as usual seems as unclear as the weather today. The sounds of home have become our daily soundtrack during the COVID-19 lockdown. Spring is traditionally when Canadians, after a long winter cooped up indoors, see their home energy bills drop. Instead, many are bracing for even bigger domestic bills as the weeks at home rack up. There is a certain helplessness at play here. With problems like ensuring our incomes and keeping our kids educated looming large, our ability to tackle environmental issues seems held hostage by the virus. The environmental impact of our energy use may seem less pressing. Maren Smith of Clean Energy Canada sees the COVID-19 crisis as having a silver lining of helping to spur critical thinking at home.
It's an opportunity, and you know, people who care about climate change, what can they do? People can really start to evaluate, do we have all efficient light bulbs, you know, efficient appliances, but also, where are there places that we could create efficiency? Are we leaking heat out through the roof? Go check it out. We need to be hyper-conscious and make sure that we are turning lights out and using as little energy as possible.
For many of us, our ability to affect change right now might seem limited. Yet governments are likely to be soon making those decisions about which energy path we commit to.
Let's ensure that we use the investment to get us out of this crisis and position us so that we can overcome the extremes of the climate crisis. The fossil fuel companies slashing their renewable assets is really slashing the future of their company. There's an energy transition underway.
When the lockdown ends, Canada will have to make difficult decisions on which sectors, employers, and regions to support. The country's walk along the energy tightrope might soon reach a tense climax. Lorcan Archer, DW, Montreal.